So Prabhupada encouraged devotees to try to form a political party and run for elections. They formed a party called In God We Trust in America. So will Prabhupada not know that in future that particular endeavor would not be successful? And if it is not going to be successful, then why did he engage them in that? What was the spiritual advancement in that, if it is not going to be successful? Prabhupada was always very clear that he said, I am not God, I am the servant of God. And Prabhupada, in the way he functioned, never claimed omniscience. You know, Prabhupada did not claim that I know what is happening in every part of the moment. Prabhupada would ask the devotees to send reports. And based on the reports that were sent, Prabhupada would respond accordingly. And sometimes if devotees gave an incomplete or an incorrect report, and Prabhupada gave a particular response, and another devotee told, oh, this is like this, then Prabhupada would amend his orders. So for example, when devotees were told that, Prabhupada came to know that the devotees, and then for distributing books, they are returning back, they are wearing Western clothes and they are returning back to their hippie ways. And Prabhupada said that, no, there's no need to wear Western clothes. Just wear dhoti kurta and go out and distribute books. And then some devotees who are distributing books, they became very concerned. They said, now if you are wearing dhoti kurta, it may alienate people. So they said that, this is what Prabhupada, no, it's not that devotees are becoming hippies. When they are going out to distribute books, they are wearing respectable clothes, not like the hippie kind of wear. And they are wearing respectable, formal clothes. So I said, then that is okay. I thought that this wearing clothes like hippies is the way of you will return back to hippie, and I don't want to do that. So my point is, Prabhupada never claimed omniscience. It is either in terms of geography nor in terms of chronology. Chronology, geography means he did not claim that he knows whatever is happening all over the world in his moment. Nor in terms of chronology, that he knew what will happen in the future. So Prabhupada's surrender to Krishna was that he knew, he had confidence that Krishna's desire, Lord Chaitanya's desire, that the holy name spread all over the world, that will happen. But specifically how it will happen, that Prabhupada himself did not know. He never claimed. That's why when we see in his famous song, when he comes on Jaladuta, the ship which brought him to America, he says, my dear Lord, I don't know why you have brought me here. He says that, Bodo kropa kaile Krishna, adhamere prati, ki anila aniale koro ebe gati. Ache kichu karje tabe ei anumane, nahi keno ani bena ei ugrasthane. He says, my dear Lord, you are very merciful to me, to this fallen soul that you have brought him here. But I guess you must have some purpose. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place? The most Indians who come to America won't think America is a terrible place. They think India is a terrible place. Now I have come to America, wonderful place. But Prabhupada was seeing from the spiritual perspective, America is a terrible place. There is so much rajoguna, so much tamoguna, so much materialism. Prabhupada is saying, I guess, anumane, I guess that you must have some purpose. So Prabhupada said, Krishna, just make me dance. That means, that Prabhupada, wherever an opportunity opened up, Prabhupada would go there. Prabhupada would use his intelligence, and use his spiritual vision, and decide whether to take an opportunity or not take an opportunity. And even in Prabhupada's own life, sometimes some things worked out, sometimes some things didn't work out. Prabhupada wanted to complete the 12th canto translation Bhagavatam. Now that Krishna had some other plan. And Prabhupada departed from the world after completing 10 cantos, around 14 chapters. So it is just because a desire is expressed by a pure devotee or a plan is sanctioned by a pure devotee does not necessarily mean that it will be materially successful or that it will be materially successful immediately. Now we could say that, was Prabhupada's plan to translate Bhagavatam not successful? Well, that's an incomplete vision. The more complete vision is, Prabhupada's plan succeeded through his disciples. He translated a Bhagavatam and he empowered his disciples to translate the remaining Bhagavatam. So his desire was fulfilled, but not necessarily in the same form, in the exact form where he did it himself. So like that, the desires of a pure devotee may or may not manifest immediately. And they may or may not manifest in the exact same form in which the pure devotee wanted that. So our understanding is that if we are endeavoring to serve Krishna, that endeavor itself purifies. So Krishna, the world sees results, Krishna sees the efforts. If we are making sincere efforts to serve Krishna, we will become purified. So even if a particular instruction of Srila Prabhupada does not work out to be successful, but the devotees who endeavor to fulfill that instruction, they will make spiritual advancement by that. Now what to speak of Prabhupada's desire being successful? Even Krishna's desire may not be successful. When Krishna went as Shanti Dut, Krishna went to canvas for peace to the Kauravas, to Duryodhana. He offered a peace proposal and Duryodhana rejected that. So in this world, some souls, by misusing their free will, can thwart God's plan. Can they? They can thwart God's plan by God's plan. That means God allows them that much power. Okay, this is what you want to do, you can do it. If Krishna had not given Duryodhana that power, that plan would he would not have been able to thwart. But he did thwart at that time. So that means Krishna has some higher plan. And at the material level, not everything that is desired, even by a devotee, will necessarily manifest immediately in the exact same form that was desired. But as long as we are endeavoring to serve, we will get purified irrespective of whether the external results manifest or not. So of course, we also need to use our intelligence so that we serve in a productive way. In a particular form of service, results are not manifest. In a particular place, books are not getting distributed. Just our effort to go there and distribute books, that is purifying. But we are going for distribution not just for our purification. We are also going to benefit others. Bhakti Saraswati Thakur said, if nobody comes for programs, you preach to the walls. But still, that does not mean we just sit at our home and speak to the walls. You know, we go to places where people are expected for programs. But if for a program people don't come, we don't get disheartened. We preach. So there is the element of surrender that even if the results don't come, I will continue my service to Krishna. But there is also the element of intelligent endeavor, where we try to endeavor in such a way that the results can manifest. So Prabhupada started the movement in America, but eventually he saw that his followers were able to carry on the movement in America. So he came back to India and he focused much of his energy in India. His spiritual master had told him to preach in the West. And he did that. But he felt that if the spiritual culture is to spread all over the world, there has to be some place where it can manifest in a powerful way, in a vivid, transformational, powerful way. And he felt India still had some reservoir of, some remnant of that spiritual culture. And so he concentrated his energies largely on India. So that means the devotees, as devotees, we serve the spiritual master's instruction. At the same time, we understand the purpose of a particular service. And we use our intelligence to see how that purpose can be best fulfilled. Sometimes that purpose may not be fulfilled by doing service in a particular way. Sometimes it may be fulfilled by doing that service in some other way. So our purpose is to serve Krishna. And that purpose will never be thwarted, even if the results of that service don't manifest in this world. Does that answer your question?
Also, so
I think, can we talk